Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, or our upcoming shows in Phoenix on February 13th, and our first ever show in Kalamazoo on March 20th. You can also check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian show you the most effective way to call in sick. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Joanne Spetz from San Mateo, California.
How are you, Joanne?
Good, thanks.
Now, where is San Mateo?
San Mateo is about 20 miles south of San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, you're in the peninsula, right?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And I work at the University of California, San Francisco.
Oh, I see. That's the medical school.
Yes. I'm a professor of health economics.
Really? Do you know if you've been drafted onto any fantasy teams? Well, welcome to the show, Joanne. Carl Castle is now going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, then two of the limericks will be a big winner. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here is your first limerick.
Love 30, I'm already beat. I sweat without moving my feet. I can't do it, mate. It's 108. Who plays tennis in this crazy?
Heat.
Right. Australia is in the midst of an epic heat wave just in time for the big Australian Open tennis tournament. This event may be a turning point in the fight against climate change. I mean, sure, let a few countries drown. Who cares? But the heat is evaporating my mimosa. It's 110 degrees on the courts. One pro burned her butt when she sat down. Another pro's shoes melted when he stepped onto the court. One player really hallucinated seeing Snoopy the dog on the court before passing out.
Wow. By the way, Snoopy's backhand.
Yeah.
Surprisingly effective.
Surprisingly good, yeah.
Very good. Here is your next limerick.
In some jobs, facial hair is revered. I have tried, but no stubble appeared. To make me look older and hipper and bolder, I glued on a fake 3-day
beard.
Yes, very good. According to Wired magazine, having a beard, fake or not, increases your chance of getting an internet job, digital tech job, by over 20%.
I got to tell my daughters that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It also increases your chance of getting a lumber-based job by about 400%. Okay, Joanne, here is your last limerick.
I'm a human. There's some proof of that. Don't claw chairs. Don't bring home a dead rat. I'm not known to purr, and I don't lick my fur. Yet my pet thinks that I'm a big
cat.
Yes, indeed. According to a British biologist, cats think their owners are just giant cats.
I think that's true.
You're not their master. You're not their mom. You're just an oversized, bald, slow version of them who somehow can use a can opener so they'll put up with you.
That is true.
If this is true, you now understand why your cat doesn't seem to like you very much. It's like, gosh, what is with that big cat? He just stood in his back legs and peed in our drinking water. Hate when he does that.
You know what's funny? I mean, Lyndon Johnson. I can't stop thinking about that. But the whole thing with the bathroom, I won't even let my cat in the bathroom with me. I mean, I'm just building a bridge between the two moments.
Carl, how did Joanne do in our quiz?
Joanne, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine or voicemail.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye.